The knock on the door roused Colin from his afternoon nap with a jolt. The sound of the television in the background still mostly indiscernible as he slowly attained consciousness. He quickly realized that the TV was muted because Heimdall was lying across his ear. He gently slid the tiny dog off his head, waking him up and earning a what-is-your-problem stare. One of the primary benefits of being a full-time writer was the naps, which Colin and Heimdall took every afternoon from 3 to 5 o'clock. This also happens to be a major benefit of being a recently divorced, childless 34-year-old man with nothing to live for but writing corny science fiction novels, sharing his dinner with a pint-sized dog, and playing fantasy underworld cards. He rubbed his eyes to push himself out of the half-dream state where he was hearing Anna Pauline talk about yet another small dog being snatched by the dreaded giant eagle. He stared at her plastic smile, trying to verify if she was real or CGI. It was hard to tell, even on a 70-inch super-high-definition screen. Heimdall cocked his head, ears perked and eyes wide, as the image on the screen showed a fuzzy image of a giant bird carrying away a tiny dog, not much larger than him. At the second, much louder knock, Colin practically flew from the couch to the door, clicking off the TV as he passed, to greet what had to be the UPS guy with his precious new packs of cards. He snatched aside the curtain that covered the small window in the upper fourth of the door to glance outside before unlocking it, but saw no one. Heimdall joined him, standing between his feet and looking up, waiting for something to happen. Did I dream the knock? The knocking came again, followed by the doorbell being pushed several times in rapid succession. Ding-dong, 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 ding-dong. The dog let out a growl in response to the assault of noise. Colin twisted the lock on the door and pulled it open. It was not the UPS man. At least, not the normal UPS man. Which is to say, it was not the normal UPS man unless corporate UPS had switched out individual UPS drivers with teams of 4 very short men, and his cards were being delivered in wheeled brown leather suitcases. They were neatly dressed, albeit in a style that could only be described in his immediate thoughts as half-scale time-traveler-esque. The 4 men looked up at him with large smiles and bright eyes, took off their hats and bowed quickly. The nearest one spoke first.
"Good evening, Mr. Colin Farnsworth."
He spoke in an accent that was reminiscent of Colin's Irish grandparents who had raised him, but regionally undefinable.
"My name is Feely, and these are my brothers, Neely, Buffin, and Berthold."
Each of the others reached out and proffered a hand in greeting, which Colin shook. They continued the shake with the dog in the same order. Heimdall glanced up at Colin, then back at the little men.
"We're here about the room for rent."
Colin's brow furrowed. Heimdall's ears perked. "Room for rent?"
"Yes, the room for rent you offered on the internet."
"I didn't offer a room for rent." "You're mistaken."
"No, sir,"
Feely replied. He and his brothers continued to look up to Colin with disarming smiles that seemed to stretch even wider.
"You most certainly did. And you requested $350 per month rent from each of us for room and board. And since we like to make our own food mostly, the board is minimal,"
the second brother Neely added.
"And we do our own laundry,"
the third brother Boffin said.
"And we make our own lager,"
Berthold said,
"which we love to share."
"Wait a minute." Colin was interrupted by a low thud that rumbled like a distant earthquake coming from the mountains. Feely glanced that direction immediately and said,
"Oh, it would certainly be nice if you could let us move in immediately."
"But I..." Colin stammered. Several more thumps sounded from the same distant place, seeming to draw nearer. Heimdall ran to his safe haven under the sofa and stared back toward the door.
"Indeed."
Neely's eyes rolled that direction, then back, the smile frozen on his face, starting to look more like a grimace.
"Right away coming in sounds quite acceptable to me."